Jonathan, that was a very nicely paced innings. You were in charge of it pretty well all the way.
Yeah. You know, I think they bowled pretty well up front, and but I think Zed Pollock sort of hits the balls in funny areas and can take the game a little bit away from a team who needs to get early wickets. If he gets going like that, it also takes the pressure off me at the other end. I know he didn't get a big score today, but we saw how destructive he can be against the likes of Knotts, and you know, the way that he scored today sort of set the platform a little bit. I know he didn't get a lot, but it straight away put them on the back foot, where they coming out to take early wickets just made Sam and my job a lot easier.
Well, you've got to have a bit of confidence to be able to play with that risk and knowing that, you know, sometimes not going to come off, but usually he does.
Yeah, well, I opened with Neil Carter. I'm not saying he had products like Neil Carter, but you know, where the pressure's a little bit on the bowlers with regards to what the left hander at the other end hitting a ball in different areas to a normal orthodox play, let's say. But you know, he's got a bright future here at the club, and you know, really excited. So the whole top order have got decent runs so far, and it's nice that everyone's chipping in at the right time and sort of dovetailing a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is some real power in the batting lineup at the moment. You've got two hundreds in a row, and Sam Haynes clearly playing well. Ian Bell's didn't even get out there.
I wouldn't associate me and power too much, to be honest. So, but yeah, we got some very, you know, destructive players down the order, and it's my job at the top sort of to get us a good base to allow these guys to come in and express themselves. But you know, staying up at the rate or scoring at a quick rate, whatever, depending on the pitch and the circumstances of the game.
Now, you've obviously finished it early today, so we don't know all the other results, but you're pretty powerfully placed in the group, we can say that. So, you know, a win on Thursday, you're definitely through and probably win the group.
Yeah, well, that would be fantastic. That's the goal. And then you go straight through to the semi-final, don't you? And hopefully, I don't even know if it's a home semi-final. So
it's quite likely.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's a lot on the line. So it's not just a case of playing for positioning. It's playing for, you know, there's something very worthwhile. So it's going to be a very... how would I say, not thorny game, but you know, there's always a bit of rivalry between the two sides, and but there's generally good cricket matches as well. You know, over my career here at Edgbaston or down New Road, there's always been good cricket matches, so I'm sure we'll get the same, and you know, hopefully come out on top.
And just quick though, it wasn't just the batters today. I mean, you did a pretty efficient job to bowl them out for 200. Ollie Stone looks really sharp, doesn't he?
No, he's bowled really well, and it's a case now of we've had some, you know, long journeys up to Blackpool and up to Durham and on Knotts on the way back. So just rest up. We've got 2 days off now and then training on Wednesday. So it's important the guys rest up and sort their bodies out, because we're putting it all on the line out in for those 50 overs. And it's certainly the age of 37 is quite tiring.
It doesn't look it.